Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Edit Your Life podcast. I'm Christine Coe.
And I'm Asha Dornfest, and we're here to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome.
We share practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection.
And we believe that baby steps are the key to getting there. Good morning, Christine.
Hello, Asha. How are you?
I'm doing just fine this morning. I've got a big cup of coffee. It's spring. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Good. Good.
And it is spring. I mean, things are different outside my window. And I feel like, you know, the world outside is really changing fast. And I feel like there's a lot to wrap our heads around, like the social landscape. It's not just the actual landscape, but the social landscape is really, really shifting fast right now. Spring with the arrival of real arrival of COVID vaccines, school changes, so much is happening. And I just feel like there, my first feeling is that there is a lot to celebrate, but I am also really aware that it's also nerve-wracking from a safety standpoint. You know, how do we sort of merge ourselves back into social traffic and this feeling of, social awkwardness? I just feel like this is a socially complicated moment for friendships, just for ourselves. And I thought it was a lot to navigate. And so we should talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of awkwardness, before I respond to that, I'll just tell listeners that on the other side of my office, Asha already knows this, there's hammering and construction going on literally on the other side of this wall. So if you hear some hammering, don't be alarmed. It's just, my neighborhood. Anyway, yes, I feel like a lot of conversations are happening. I think it's also, everything is so variable for people because of vaccines and whether they've been vaccinated. You know, you and I have texted and sort of about our vaccine situation. And personally, I'm kind of like last in line as a person who works on the internet, doesn't have health, pre-existing conditions and can continue to hermit. But, that changes my ability to be with other people, which is interesting, mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess I would say that I'm squarely in team. I love people and also people make me very nervous. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It's complicated. It's so complicated right now.
It is complicated. I think that there is this feeling like there's no normal to go back to. And mm-hmm. That's also very strange. I mean, this whole notion of feelings of joy and excitement really sitting squarely next to feelings of loss and frustration and confusion and all that stuff. And, so it's one thing for us to even process all these feelings, but then communicating them to our friends when our friends are also going through their experiences, what have our friendships weathered during this pandemic period? I just feel like reconnecting to our friends and reviving our relationships and really, basically we've been through a transformative period and that's going to show itself in our friendships. And that is natural, but also really confusing. I just feel like, there's just a lot to process.
Yeah, there is a lot. And I think, I personally, one thing I keep trying to remember as I think about other people in my life right now, is that all of us are dealing with so much that other people can't see or possibly know. So, you know, I think about the people who have just been there for me 100%, like you, Asha, my dear, dear friend. I think about others who, you know, I consider good friends, but have been sort of just totally absent. And I hold no ill feelings about that because I feel like, gosh, there's so much I don't know. I'm sure there's so much in their experience that I don't know about. It's just, I'm finding it's been a really good time to exercise an awful lot of grace as I think about people and what they're experiencing, you know, and how we'll come on the other side of this, you know, as we start to move into like little threads of normalcy.
Absolutely. And I think too that, you know, this sort of musing about friendships and relationships that you and I are doing right now, it's multiplied if you're a parent, because your kid, depending on their school situation, depending on who they are socially, depending upon their relationships, they're also navigating how to be friends with their friends, you know? And so, you know, and you as a parent are also like absorbing all of those emotions. So I guess, you know, the purpose of this conversation and this episode, number one, is to really just normalize the fact that there's a lot of stuff going out there in terms of relationships. And if you're feeling it, that's really okay. To give you some thoughts about, you know, how you might step through this sort of delicate period of this in-between time, you know, to give you some perspectives on how to think about your friendships. And also just, you know, to remind us all that our relationships really are what bind us all together. And in, you know, this will not be our life forever. This is a period that we're going to get through to something better. And we could just, you know, sort of help each other through that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, why don't we dive in? And I know we're talking about rethinking and reviving relationships, but I felt I just needed to start with a recommendation to express gratitude to the friends who have really helped you weather this storm. Because, wow, I am super grateful for a number of people, including you, as I mentioned, Asha. Just like even just as simple as like the text connections, you and I send a lot of emojis back and forth when literally there are no words or we just don't have the time for words. And that has just meant so much. And I was actually just thinking, as you were talking, I was thinking, man, you know, if you think about things just to be grateful for as we've gone through this pandemic, I just feel so grateful right now that it's okay to bake things for people. I don't know if you remember, but like at the beginning, like, whoa, sharing food, not even a possibility, right? But I have just, that is one thing I just realized just now that I'm really grateful for. I just gave a neighbor some cookies yesterday. Like they had, a friend of Violet's had lent her a big stack of books, and I was kind of stressing because I was like, oh no, I don't know if these books are still in the same condition that if they were in as pristine condition as when we received them. And, you know, I dropped a bag of cookies in there and was like, wow, you know, just now I was thinking, I'm really glad we can do that now. That was really sad when we couldn't do that before. So,
geez, it's so weird to think that we can like, we now have like strange memories of, you know, different phases of this pandemic.
Right?
That's
Isn't
so
that
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah,
weird.
It is weird. Well, yes. Expressing gratitude to the friends who've helped you. That is that's where we start. I mean, I think just sort of even in our own minds, you know, and I think another part of that, you know, maybe step two is to let go of any guilt you may be feeling. And that is, you know, some of us for various reasons have probably been really quiet during this pandemic. So, you know, if that's you, if you've been very quiet because you've been going through your own thing for whatever reason, or if you haven't reached out, or if, you know, for whatever reason in your mind, you know, your definition of holding up a friendship, you know, you feel like your behavior hasn't really sort of been at that standard, I really hope you will be kind to yourself and let that go. I mean, if you feel you have apologies to make to people as you reconnect, then, you know, if that's warranted, then by all means, but I hope you'll be kind to yourself, and I hope you will keep that in mind, you know, as you think about your friends too, because as Christine said, you know, there have been these internal processes that have been so personal to each of us for whatever reason. And there's no way to know how we could respond to something like this. So I think we need to give ourselves a lot of space and give ourselves permission to reconnect to the people that we love without that guilt getting in the way.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I actually am already feeling like I'm breathing a little steadier, just like having this conversation. So I'm really grateful for it. And yeah, we will have a lot more to chat about after a quick break.
As you know, I am all about micro improvements. And if you'd like to dedicate a little time each day to learn a language, I have a great solution for you. Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that offers 10-minute language lessons designed to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Materials are rooted in real-life situations, so you can learn important basics such as ordering food and asking for directions. Babbel offers personalized learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations. And their speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. No matter what level you are looking for, casual, intense, or something in between, you can enjoy app lessons, podcasts, and live classes from the comfort of your home on your schedule. Here's a special limited-time deal for Edit Your Life listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for Edit Your Life listeners at babbel.com/edit. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/edit. That's spelled BABBEL.com/edit. Rules and restrictions may apply. Did you know that hyaluronic acid naturally occurs in our skin but decreases gradually as we age, leading to thinner, drier skin? If you're looking for support hydrating your skin from the inside out, check out one of the tools in my hydration arsenal, Rituals Hyacera, which I take every morning. Rituals products are tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, and Hyacera is clinically proven to reduce fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. They also engage in industry-leading sustainability standards and are a female-founded B Corp, which means they hold themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. Want to join me in hydrating from the inside out? Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/edit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/edit for 25% off.
Hello, friends. We're back and we are talking about rethinking and reviving friendships during this strange in-between time. And I want to kick this section off by just sort of sharing the golden template of relationship communication, and that is to listen, reflect, and validate when you're talking with a friend. I feel like, you know, one of the things about this pandemic, because we've been so isolated, you know, despite the texting, despite the Zoom, I feel like we just don't know what's been going on with the people in our lives. I mean, how can we when we've spent so much time alone? And so as, you know, the fuller picture of our lives, you know, sort of reveals itself as we come back together, we're going to really need to listen to each other. And this is like what I learned in therapy. This is what I've learned as a human being, that really the basis of good active listening is to, you know, listen, obviously, but then to reflect back to somebody what they're saying and then validate it. You don't have to agree, but you can say, you know, something like you listen to somebody, you sort of repeat back to them what you heard, and then you say, yeah, I can understand how it feels that way. I feel like this notion of witnessing is so important right now. Like, we need our friends to really witness what has happened during this period of time in our lives, and they really need the same from us. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time, but it is the most direct way to just re-knit a friendship in my experience, or any relationship for that matter.
Yeah, for sure. You know, those words like I see you or you're seen, like that's true. We all need to be seen. And I think especially we've talked about this on the show before, Asha, and I feel like there's even some, like, I think it was in the parenting realm, but we shared a graphic of like Asha's validating language or something like that. But I think, you know, we don't always have to have the answers or the perfect thing to say. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of just showing up and being there. All right. Well, my next point is related to that, as well as your point about letting letting go of guilt. And I kind of touched on this in our intro, but I just want to encourage people to remember that everyone's baseline for communication has been like totally messed up, I think. Totally. And yeah, I just want to encourage people to have compassion both for, you know, whatever our behavior, other people's. You know, I know that I personally am coming out of a couple of very intense emotional months. And so I'm sure I have not been my best self in my communication with different people. And I just, you know, I just got to continue to trust and be compassionate with myself and then, you know, think back and reflect and repair, you know, issue any repairing actions if necessary. But this has just been so extraordinarily difficult. And I don't think we should minimize that. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, that's it. But I just, I think people have a tendency to be really hard on themselves. So I want to encourage people to let go of that.
Totally hard on themselves. And then when you talk to somebody who you haven't talked to in a long time, who you love or even like, or it's a new friendship, and you get that weird feeling, like they sound weird, you sound weird, then it's like, oh no, is it me? I mean, it could kick off the whole. So it's just, this is such a good point, because it's like we have to just remember to just step back and go, okay, you know, like we're all weird right now. We're all going to be weird for a little bit. Let's just, you know, give ourselves, you know, a month or two of weird, and then, you know, we'll get together for coffee at some point and work it out. But I mean, just a lot of space for that.
I'm thinking an embrace weird shirt.
Christine and her t-shirt phrases.
I know, I just can't help it. I think we should
just not talk to each other and just wear t-shirts with various messages.
Yeah, that might be. My other one I thought of yesterday was normal-ish. I digress.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, actually, tone change, because this next tip of mine is actually somewhat serious. And that is, you know, here we are, like we're talking about, you know, give lots of space and lots of, you know, and this is all good. And I think this is really important. But I also want to encourage you to notice red flags, like notice them. You don't have to do anything about them, but notice, you know, that ugh feeling that you get when you're talking with somebody. And I'm going to share sort of a hard truth. I think the reality of this is that some of our relationships may not be able to weather this period. I hope that is not true, but I think it's possible. And, you know, the fact is that difficult times have a way of exposing weak connections and sort of poking at places that are already a little compromised. And, you know, that's just reality. And I think it's very, very hard to acknowledge that. It's painful to acknowledge that at a time when we don't really need any more pain in our lives. But and so you don't have to do anything right now about that if you notice that little twingy feeling, you know, that gut feeling. But I, at the very least, really encourage you to pay attention, because, you know, everyone deserves grace given what we've all been through. And I personally think that we all need some time to just get back, you know, get our bearings back and all of that stuff. But that doesn't mean that we have to hold on indefinitely to friendships and relationships that have really run their course or that are, you know, that are damaging. And I just think you have to trust yourself on those things, even if it means that it takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one. That's a tough one to swallow, but I think important to hear.
I appreciate the Asha real talk, because, you know, your note there, difficult times have a way of exposing weak connections. Like, yes, I mean, this is reality, and relationships, they don't all last forever. I'll talk a little bit about that later. But grace, yes. And also, I think, you know, these red flags, like look at that and noticing them and perhaps, you know, creating some boundaries if necessary. That's a protective act for yourself, you know. And right now we need to do the things that will help us get through this. So really, really important. I'm glad you brought that up, even though it's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. And I guess one little thing I would add is that, you know, red flags, I could call them yellow flags, sort of like a yellow light at a stoplight. It could just be sort of a caution signal that later on in a month you say, oh no, actually that was just a blip. Okay, you know, I can work with that. But still, it's very important to notice what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we have more to discuss, and we'll do that after a quick break.
People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships: how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit.
Hello, friends. We're back. And my next tip is to remind you to go at your own pace as you re-enter normal society. You know, everyone's going to have their own pace for re-entry into social situations, into group situations. And I just wanted to remind you that you get to decide what works for you, obviously within the boundaries of your own work situation or your school situation or whatever. And also what's going on in your state, you know, and in your city, whatever local and federal safety guidelines are happening by the time this episode airs or by the time you listen to it. You know, I mean, obviously a lot of things are out of our control. I mean, we know that that has been one of the major lessons of this last year or so, is that really we don't control a lot of the conditions of, you know, what we're doing in life. But, you know, so your workplace may require certain things, or school may require certain things that you don't feel, you know, whatever. It's not where you would necessarily choose to go. But as much as possible, don't let others pressure you into behavior you're not ready for. So, you know, maybe somebody wants to sort of sit and outdoor dine with you, but you're just not ready to do that yet, or whatever it is. Or somebody wants to go on a walk with you and they don't want to wear a mask and you do, or whatever it is. You know, I think it's important to if always default to the highest safety setting. You know, I think the person who wants to be safe, they should be able to sort of lead there. And if that's you, then I think, you know, feel comfortable doing it. So just a reminder that you get to make those decisions for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. That is, you know, yes, if it's a relationship that is solid, you should feel comfortable advocating for yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's like part of what we've been talking about earlier, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to close with a recommendation, which is to, you know, I know obviously so much has been different and people probably want to return to same and comfortable and all that, but I would like to invite people to consider this next phase as we're kind of transitioning our lives again, as a time to maybe nurture a newer relationship. You know, like, so think about, are there people in your life who are kind of newer friends, like maybe parents you've met through your kid's new class, you know, grade where everything was so weird this year. Just like consider. Because maybe this is a time where you might have a developing relationship that could be really nurturing to you. I think the reality is, I recall reading or hearing this somewhere, and I feel like maybe we talked about it on an earlier friendship episode, but I recall reading that like friendships run their course, or the average friendship lasts like 7 years. And I remember when I first read that feeling like, oh no, this is terrible, only 7 years. And then I was like, I thought back to some relationships that have drifted in and out, and I'm like, you know, that's fine. That's normal. It's okay. So I just, you know, think that maybe this is a good time to think about giving some love to a newer relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and also acknowledging that, you know, friendships and relationships are so connected to our day-to-day experiences. So I'm thinking about, for example, work friends. You know, there are probably work friends that many of you listening haven't seen in a year, you know? And so
that's really,
you know,
crazy, by the way. Thinking that. Yeah, that's really crazy.
Right. So like, one's common experience goes away, but other common experiences begin, you know? And so, you know, again, it's not to say that your work relationships are now kaput or anything, but, you know, shared experiences are sort of the, you know, the seeding ground for friendships. And our shared experiences in this last year have been this funny Zoom, you know, different thing. That doesn't mean that new relationships can't start. And that's really, really just a really sort of positive and hopeful thing to remember.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. It's sort of amazing how you can, like, I don't know, some friendships can just start quickly. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Asha, what is your next edit for this episode? I'd love to hear it.
Well, I just got to say, first of all, this has been really, really nice to talk about. Like, it's really nice to think about this stuff. I'm very excited about like friendships and life. Like this next phase, but it really does feel good to think through this stuff. Okay. So my next edit for this episode, actually it's a very concrete one. That's very unusual for me, Christine. And that's
we
to
rub
read...
off on each other, Asha. What can I say?
Here's what I think everyone should do, and that is to read the CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people. And the reason why I'm going that direction is that getting your COVID vaccine is really the direct route to being with people again. And those guidelines are in the process of shifting, and shifting meaning they're learning more about what is safe. And so the possibilities are expanding, and it's really exciting. So that is where they keep all the info about like the latest, you know, data and all of that kind of stuff. So as they learn more, that's where they put it. So we will share the link in the show notes. And I think it's worthwhile reading those guidelines, you know, from the source, as opposed to just sort of getting the headlines from the newspaper, so that you can really see what full vaccination affords you in terms of, you know, freedom in your life.
Thank goodness for science. That's all I will say.
Oh my goodness. It's just amazing. Gosh. Well, maybe someday we'll talk about vaccines more, because yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, my next edit is actually a little bit, somewhat related to yours. And it is to consider leaning into stories and science. So in my recent interview with Julie Lithcutt-Hames, she's amazing. It was on how to be an adult. But she recommended a book called Friendship: The Evolution, Biology, and Extraordinary Power of Life's Fundamental Bond. The author is Lydia Denworth. And I was just like, wow, this sounds like fun and nerdy and interesting. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was just going to recommend, you know, putting this title on your list for your next book run or your next library run or whatever. And we will link it in the show notes.
Sounds good. Life's fundamental bond. I mean, dang.
Isn't it though? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, that's quite the subtitle.
I know.
Well, friend, you're my friend. I'm really glad we talked about this. And we really hope that you found this helpful. You'll find the show notes for this episode, including links to resources we've mentioned, plus lots of great related episodes at edityourlifeshow.com.
And as ever, we love chatting with you online. This week, we'd like to know, what is one way a friend has made you feel seen? Hop over to facebook.com/edityourlifeshow and look for the question of the week pinned to the top of the page, or chat with us on Instagram at edityourlifeshow. We'd also be grateful if you would consider dropping us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
feel like you're the martyr in your family, you're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.